So what kind of king do we have marching into Jerusalem? What king is Jesus? What kind of king is this? The King of glory, lift up your heads, we sing. But it's a strange and different king in the ways of the world of the time and even in the ways of the world of today. There are many scholars that believe that in the other side of Jerusalem that it was Pontius Pilate who came into Jerusalem in the manner of a king, with soldiers and horses, real horses, not a simple donkey, with a line of troops behind him in step with their swords and gleaming armor. He high upon his horse, in order to express to the people a symbol of power to project upon them that they better behave. Rome is here. Pilate spent most of his time at Caesarea on the coast, a nice cushy place to call home, not in Jerusalem, in a hotbed of Judaism, where people would have been hostile to his rule. He didn't like to come to Jerusalem, most likely. But during the Passover celebration, the population of Jerusalem doubled, even tripled, maybe even quadrupled during that time. There were many, many pilgrims from all over, not only the Middle East, but all over the empire even, coming to Passover. Things might get out of hand. Things needed to be settled. So Pilate was there. Now perhaps we can consider this parade of Jesus's extemporaneous or spontaneous, but Jesus actually put some thought into it, right? He told his disciples to go, bring that animal that's in that village, bring it here, the one that hasn't been ridden ever before, and I'm going to use that to come into Jerusalem, knowing what the prophet Zechariah had said many years before. And what a difference that parade would have looked as comparison to Pilate. People not booing or hissing, but cheering and singing even, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Something that they would have said at their festival of the tabernacles. Something that they heard from the Psalms, giving praise to this Jesus. And yes, perhaps they had their hopes pinned on him. Perhaps they projected upon him their hope that he would be that political Messiah of theirs. But what a statement, what a contrast this day would have been. Commoners, ordinary people bringing what they had, cloaks, leaves from the trees, to pave his way into Jerusalem. Not a mighty army, but simple fishermen in tow. Children laughing and playing. Is this how a king comes into town? Surely not somebody that knew how to smooth things over. Because then the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees and Sadducees, he would have reached out to them. Instead, they were sneering at him. Instead, they were afar, telling, in another gospel version, telling Jesus to make everyone quiet. And Jesus says, if they were to be quiet, the stones would shout out. So here he is, coming into town on a simple animal. Common folk around him, his followers, armed with the gospel of love. Not with swords, not with armor. This is the holy way of Christ. The holy way of Christ. And the irony is that the more they tried to mock him and call him the King of Jews, to mock his power, the more that the cross became a symbol for the movement, right? The cross was supposed to be something that would curse somebody, something that would degrade and humiliate. It was the ultimate form of punishment to wipe somebody away off the face of the earth. Not only were they were killed in a public way to make a statement. He is not king. Rome is king. We are in charge. Your Messiah is nothing. But what became of the cross? It became a symbol of hope. It became a symbol of resurrection. It became a symbol of life and not death. So too that these palms, these cloaks spread across the road that day became symbols of hope for people. We don't remember the big parade of Pilate. It is not celebrated, but we have seen those celebrations so often, haven't we? But what is remembered in our human history is when the meek and the lowly and the humble get together and they gather and march for the cause of what is right and good and just, be it the civil rights march, be it a march for a cause, be it those times we do a 5K for MS or diabetes. Marching makes a statement, doesn't it? Makes a statement. Who are we going to gather around? Are we going to gather around the Pilates of the world, or are we going to gather around the other march at the other side of town? Which decision are we going to make? Which parade are we going to join in? The parade of the humble and the meek, the lowly, the one where the TV cameras are, the red carpets of the world. I read a satirical article this week from The Onion that said that 27% of our lives are spent waiting behind somebody. Just waiting in line, waiting for the bathroom, waiting in traffic. It's not really 27%, but doesn't it feel like we always are waiting in line behind somebody or something? Be it at Chipotle or a coffee to get your coffee in the morning or the McDonald's line. Whatever it is, we're waiting behind somebody. Imagine all these people coming into Jerusalem. And here, this guy from Galilee, this peasant preacher, is causing a traffic jam. For what reason? I have places to go, things to do. Just like our little parade this morning, we got stuck, right? We were waiting behind somebody. It wasn't well planned. The parade route wasn't planned out ahead of time. I doubt if Jesus had time to plan a parade route through town. No doubt he got in people's way. No doubt it caused a stir in Jerusalem. No doubt it got people's attention. What is this? Who is this King of Glory? Or as he calls himself, a King of Glory, as you are shouting, who is this guy? He is the Son of the Most High, is the answer back that we had in our scripture story this morning. He is the Messiah from Galilee, from Nazareth, from a normal place, an average place. Who are we going to gather behind? Are we going to gather behind what is popular, what is promoted? Are we going to gather around Christ, which isn't always that popular? Sure, it was popular on Sunday. It was popular on Sunday, that holy way through Jerusalem, that path through Jerusalem. But how popular was it on Thursday and Friday? How many people wanted to join in on that line as Jesus was going down the way of the cross? Another way that he made holy in Jerusalem, a holy way as Isaiah says, this holy highway, paved with Jesus' blood and tears and sweat and his sacrifice. Are we willing to join in that parade as well? In the march for justice and for peace, let us pray to God that we will have the strength of spirit to do so. Let us rise and sing in praise of the good news today.